The Chinese Calendar. In China, people use both the traditional lunar calendar and the Western solar calendar. The adoption of the solar calendar can be dated back less than 100 years after the fall of the Chinese Empire. The lunar year consists of 12 months, or
月.
The word
月
can mean both moon and month. Each moon has 29 or 30 days. The months are named using ordinal numbers, and the word
月
is used as a suffix. For example, January is called
一月,
or literally, one moon. In order to differentiate between the name January and the period one month adds the measure word
个.
When saying one month, you literally say one piece of the moon. February is called
一月,
or weeks. The word we've used
星期,
literally means star period, and dates back only to the spread of Christianity. Similarly, the Cantonese refer to Monday as
禮拜一.
This means one day after worship, or literally, worship one. Tuesday is
禮拜二.
Wednesday
禮拜三.
And so on. The exception to this pattern is Sunday, or worship day
禮拜一.
This name is very similar to Monday,
禮拜一,
or worship one. The difference is that the word one, used with Monday, is pronounced with a high-level tone, while the word day is pronounced with a low-level tone. These names were obviously based upon religious belief, but they have been used so commonly for so long that there is no longer any religious significance attached to them. Belief. But they have been used so commonly for so long that there is no longer any religious significance attached to them. They are used by Christians and non-Christians alike in both Hong Kong and Guangzhou. Written Chinese. The Cantonese dialect does not have a written system of its own. All educated Chinese write in Mandarin, using the characters specific to that dialect. However, these are not phonetic representations of the sounds, but rather are pictographs, characters representing a drawing of an object, or ideographs, characters symbolizing ideas or an abstract notion. There are now two distinct versions of the Chinese writing system, the traditional characters and the modified or simplified characters. The simplification was achieved by a reduction in the number of strokes of commonly used characters. In the 1950s, the Chinese government introduced an official policy and forced through the country, making the new simplified characters mandatory. The traditional system, however, has remained in use in Hong Kong and outside of China. When first exposed to written Chinese, you may naturally find yourself somewhat intimidated. Mastering written Chinese is indeed an extremely long and complex process, and even many native speakers are not familiar with every one of the thousands of Chinese characters. During the course of your travels in China, you may learn to recognize some commonly used Chinese characters. However, in this course, you are learning spoken Cantonese. While a familiarity with Chinese ideograms may be useful to a visitor, it is not necessary to be able to read Chinese in order to acquire the ability to speak.